T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Wake up. Say dumb things. That's what I do. I wake up and I say dumb things.
Easy.
I can't talk with glasses on.
A dumb thing. There it is.
There's my dumb thing. Yeah. I have to, and when I'm tired, I can't read. I don't know what it is. I woke up at like 1:30 in the morning, but I can't. When my eyes are tired, I have to put my glasses on. I can't even read my own writing. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, what am I going to talk to you guys about? I put the glasses on. I'm like, I can't talk to you guys with glasses on.
Do you want me to read it?
I'm a hot mess today.
Should I read it for you? Can we even read that?
I will give anyone $1 million that could read anything.
What do you want me to read?
A million?
What do you want me to read?
Anything.
Ever ghosted dude before the date?
Okay, you read that.
Okay.
That's a topic for later on.
Godzilla that eats...
Oh, you're going to love this.
Graphic balls?
You're going to love this?
That's not it. You're going to love that one.
Graphic balls.
That's not what I wrote, but okay. That's not at all what I wrote.
What are graphic balls?
Well.
I'm curious now.
That's not what I wrote. I'm actually interested to know what I did write there.
Yeah, what did you write?
Godzilla. Well, I have to put my glasses on.
Wait, I want to see graphic balls. Yeah, I want to see graphic balls.
Let's see what you think it says. What's the third one down?
Don't get it right. Don't make me look dumb.
There's Godzilla no way. I write like a doctor.
Right?
Glade?
Glade, that's good.
Glade
balls?
Slade.
Glazed.
Glazed balls?
No. Grade schoolers. Grade schoolers! Yes! See, I'm sounding it out.
Like Glade? Slade.
Glade!
So, good job.
Do you want to have this dumb conversation now or do you want to wait? Because it's a good one.
Sounds very odd.
So I was talking to one of my radio friends last night.
Okay.
And he was talking about just things to do on the radio. Then we got to talking about dumb things when you were a kid and you listened to the radio. And I'm one of those people that grew up with the radio. Like the radio was on when I went to bed. Mm-hmm. I woke up, it was on. It was always on. So we were thinking back to like being a kid and hearing the dumb things that DJs did. And there was this one guy that had this worm that would like go through the subway and eat things.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why. Kids loved
it.
I don't
creepy.
Know why.
Oh, it's traumatizing. Yeah. It sounds traumatizing.
There's another station that had this like giveaway thing. It was this thing called like the Tookie Tookie Bird. Uh-huh. And whenever that would go off, you get free tickets to see, you know, whomever, whatever.
Yeah.
So we were thinking, my show needs something dumb that kids would like.
Okay.
So I was like, do you have an effect for me? So we need like, I was like, oh, we need something like Godzilla that eats grade schools or something. And when Godzilla eats your grade school, you get the day off. And he's like, that's a great idea. And I'm like, that's a terrible idea.
That's a really terrible idea.
Okay, name a grade school. Montebello somewhere.
Yeah, Montebello, Fremont Elementary.
Okay. Okay, so if I announce Fremont?
Yeah.
So if I announce, hey, Fremont Elementary, Godzilla ate your school this morning, you got the day off.
That would not
be easy with parents.
Yeah. Who cares?
Or the school.
Or the principal.
Yeah.
Why are you two pooping on my bit?
This would never work.
There's just holes in it, you know? We're here
You're
for that.
We're not yes
it.
Men, okay? Like, we'll tell you the truth.
Damn it.
It sucks.
I thought it was gold.
No.
I actually thought it was stupid too, but I thought it was a good conversation.
We could work on it. Yeah. Now that Chelsea and I know the angle,
totally.
We could help you.
But I mean, even if you think about LA, like Kiss FM, they give away those stupid roses, which is fake. You know what I mean? It's actors. Those are actors. Those aren't real people. And they're
some
on
people
there.
Really believe it,
I was
going
to say, people like not everyone knows that.
Yeah.
How do people not know that? Do they think like Ryan Seacrest is like waking up every morning and calling a florist and sending flowers to people? He's not. They're fake. They're actors, you dummies.
Wow.
Come on.
Just ruined some people's day.
I don't care. But I mean, you know
But it's good for them to know that.
But you know what? So is reality TV. That's fake too. Yeah. Everything's fake. So I thought our Godzilla bit would be funny. Yeah.
We could do better.
Your elementary school is canceled.
I like Graphic Balls better.
Graphic Balls does sound better.
I'm going to play a dumb song now. It's Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Ritmo. Booker, Crystal B, Chelsea on Amp Radio. Crystal B does trending crap. What's going on?
All right. Another day and another influencer doing stupid things for views. Definitely got the Dummy of the Day award. So this YouTuber decided to fill his bathtub up with Orbeez, which I didn't know what Orbeez were, but they're like these tiny, colorful beads that when you put them in water, they like suck up all the water and expand.
Not like Mentos or something?
What do you use them for?
Yeah, what are they for?
Like kids play with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he decided to fill his entire bathtub with these Orbeez. You get them and they're really tiny and then they like swell up. So he puts them in water. He gets in. He's talking. It's in French, so I don't know what he's saying, but he's talking from the bathtub.
Oui, oui.
Yeah, whatever. Then he's like, okay, how am I going to get rid of them? So he decides to pull the bathtub plug. So dumb. They start coming into his toilet. So then he decides to flush the toilet.
Oh, no.
And the toilet now overflows. They're now coming through his sink.
Nice.
Literally everywhere. So it got really bad. He actually wiped out the entire neighborhood's sewage system.
Dumbass.
Yeah, literally. So a neighbor came and was like, hey, is something going on in there? Like, do you have these beads in your sewer? And he was like, trying to be calm and tell him, like, no, it's not from me. He even got a letter from City Hall advising that the police are on the hunt for the culprit, and if anyone knows any information, to let them know. So it's definitely on social media, and he will be caught any second. It's
nice.
Just so dumb. Again.
Dumbass.
For the views, for the likes, not worth it, please.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this, because this is definitely worth it. Netflix is a Joke. That's the name of a new comedy festival that Netflix is doing right here in LA, which I'm so excited about. The top comedians, Dave Chappelle, Chelsea Handler, Jamie Foxx, Billy Crystal, Kevin Hart, Martin Lawrence, Ali Wong, David Letterman, Schitt's Creek Live.
Wow.
Are you trying to go to this book?
I have to go. That's like everyone I love.
Yeah.
It's everyone
it's so
I love.
Good.
It's every show I love.
Uh-huh.
It's the Super Bowl of comedy. I have to go.
And I love that it's LA, because I kind of feel like they would have done it in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Like the comedy capital.
Right.
Yeah, of
course. But they're doing it in LA. It's going to be at the Hollywood Palladium, the Hollywood Bowl, all the venues in LA. It's going to go on for a week, 100 plus shows. So April 27th till May 3rd, we need to get tickets and go to that for sure.
Definitely.
All right, top four zodiac signs that take the longest to reply
What's
to your
Chelsea?
Text
because
messages.
Whatever Chelsea is, that's
it's
the answer.
Me. I'll take it. It's fine.
We all made the list.
Oh,
you
good.
And Chelsea are the same sign, actually.
Yeah, that's
we are.
True.
That's right.
Yeah, you're both Taurus.
Yeah, but I return my text.
I do.
Oh,
it just
BS.
Takes a minute.
She does not.
You know? Sometimes you take long.
No, I don't. Yeah, if I'm like podcasting, that's the only time I wouldn't return your text.
I work a lot, you know.
Well,
get
Taurus.
Out of here. You're not working on anything.
Taurus.
Working on a buzz.
Taurus, which you guys are, is the number one sign.
Yes.
Okay,
so,
there you go. High five,
high
Booker.
Five. Digital five.
Yeah, according to this, the Taurus will look at your text and then just forget to reply. I came in second. It said Gemini. They either reply immediately, which is very true, or in 5 to 7 business days. But I will reply, just very late. Aquarius also made the list, and Pisces also made the list.
Huh.
So
that's funny.
We're winning in something,
yes,
you guys.
Finally, we're number one in something. Yay! Maybe we'll give away some roses next hour.
Oh, gosh. You're upset at the roses? I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
All right. What do we have this morning?
We got the weekend tickets.
Oh, man. Oh. Nice. The weekend, the After Hours tour. We're going to give those away if you stick around. And also, A Quiet Place 2.
Scary.
The screening we're going to give away. Passes. Hold on. Stick around.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
10 in front of 7 on Amp Radio. Booker, Crystal B, Chelsea. Kind of feel like we played that song yesterday.
Sure we did.
I'm gonna make it hot.
I'm gonna make it hot. It's my favorite line of the song. So what's your favorite curse word?
I mean, I'm not gonna say it.
Well, initial it.
I mean, definitely and a good F-bomb feels great.
Yeah.
At the right time.
Number one for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it?
For sure.
Same with you?
Yes, but in Spanish. So it starts with a P.
Oh, yeah. I want to know what it is.
I'll say it out.
She gave it away. Starts with a P.
I know. I want to give it a try. Maybe but that's going to be my new curse
once
word
I
in
say
Spanish.
It, you'll be like, oh yeah, that's a good one.
Can you put us on hold so she can say it?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Can you do quick. That? Okay. I like a medley of the F, but mine is sort of like M F R.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's mine.
You do say that a lot.
You do say that.
Oh, yeah. I say it a lot. Yeah.
In kind of like a high pitched voice too. I don't know why, but you go there.
I go up.
Yeah. You do.
That's how you know he means
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I'm hearing it in my head. Like, yeah, I'm told, that's what I totally do. Okay, put the station on hold because
I want to hear it.
I want to hear her say.
Oh, okay, I like that. That's my new one.
That's a solid one.
Yeah. Right? Did you know that one, Booker?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
That's a good one.
And there's another good P Spanish one, too.
That's the one I know, yeah.
So they go together. You could say them together.
Oh, you can?
Well, if we're thinking of the same P.
Hold on, put the station back on hold again. I want to hear it together. Hold on. Bone it.
Oh, yeah, that one, too. Yeah.
Wait a minute. There's,
So there's three.
There's another one?
Yeah, Madge brought another one.
Wait.
I don't know what the third
one is. I need to know.
Okay, I did know that one. That's a good one, too.
I love it.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Spanish like one. Curse words are great.
I'm going to give that a go soon. Just like randomly.
Yeah.
Going to whip that out.
There's a lot of good ones.
Yeah, so James Lipton, the dude that does that show inside the actor studio, he croaked. But that was the cool... I didn't kill
so
him.
So subtle.
So whatever.
He croaked. He was 93. Good for him.
He was 93.
Lived a great life.
It's a hell of a run. But it's cool when you have something on your show that catches on, that people want to do your show because of
the 10 questions?
Yeah.
I loved it.
I just like the curse part.
Oh, okay.
You know, I just like, what's your favorite curse word? That's what he always asked. And just watching a celebrity say a curse word, it was always very fun to see.
Yeah.
And the other dude that's got the thing going on now that everybody wants to do is the guy that has the Hot One show.
Yeah. Because, Sean Evans?
Yeah. Every celebrity is lining up to eat hot wings and curse and answer questions.
Yeah.
We need a gimmick. Because I'm tired of these artists coming in and giving us nothing.
Huh.
Hmm.
Tell me about your record. Well, I wrote these songs, and they mean a lot to me. Who cares? We want people to curse.
Fun stuff.
Fun stuff. You know what? No more interviews until we come up with something.
Okay.
We can do it. That's easy.
This.
Yeah.
Can it involve food? Because we're always hungry around here.
I think it should involve alcohol, because we're always talking about drinking.
Yeah.
Shots.
Okay. Shots for the interview?
Shot for shot.
I'm down for that.
If you don't drink, you can't come in?
You come in the door, you have to drink a shot.
We call it shot ones.
Shot ones.
Okay.
See? Madge, always thinking, guy.
Yeah. 97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So, we have the weekend tickets to give away on AMP Radio. That's a thing, okay? I'm just saying it correctly.
Tickets to the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's correct,
or
too.
The weekend tickets. You can say that.
No.
No, yes, he's saying it's to the.
No, you can.
It's, guys. His name is The Weeknd.
Oh, my gosh.
The Weeknd tickets.
No.
They're the Weeknd tickets.
You're right. She's saying they're. They apostrophe R-E. They're.
That's they are.
They are The Weeknd tickets.
That's if you had the tickets in hand and you pointed.
You guys are wrong. Listen.
We do have a match.
Guess what we have? The Weeknd tickets.
No.
Yes.
We have The Weeknd tickets. Because we're talking about tickets.
Coming
can't
up
just
are
say,
tickets to the weekend.
No.
Thanks, Chris.
That's correct.
That works too.
The weekend tickets.
Coming up are tickets to
are
the weekend.
Coming your way on AMP. When do we get
You're just making it more complicated.
After eight?
Uh-huh. After all that? Can't we move it to 7? We
you
just
know,
tortured everyone
before
with
before 8. How about that?
Okay, a little bit before 8. Tickets to see the weekend perform. How's that?
Perfect.
Okay.
Great.
Today's Super Tuesday. Did you guys vote?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Vote by mail?
Yep.
Well, yes, but I didn't send it in by mail. I'm going to drop it off at a polling place.
Okay. Chelsea, you voted as well.
Yep, by mail.
It's funny. We've never talked politics, and I hope we never do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most dangerous thing. I was reading about it online today because this, I don't know if it's a generational thing. People used to be able to have discourse or used to be able to disagree. Now it ruins friendships.
Yeah.
I won't talk to that person.
Families.
Oh, you become triggered. Oh, I can't believe you voted for that person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I don't care who you vote for.
Yeah.
Just go out and vote.
Just do it.
Yes.
Research a little bit.
Yeah.
Decide what you need, what you like, what your community needs, mm-hmm. and go vote for that. That's what you should do.
The local stuff. And just important.
Yep.
Your vote to me is like your bracket. And for March Madness, I don't care. I don't care. Just go do it.
Duke wins everything. That's all I need.
Yeah, how about that?
Just Duke wins.
Duke for everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have trending coming up.
Yes.
Want to give me a taste?
I really do, because doctors want you to stop putting this up your butt. And I'm going to let you know what this is next.
Ooh.
It's bad. You got to stop putting things up your butt. But this thing is specific.
Oh.
Hmm.
It's a good tease.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
I know.
What was
the last thing I put up my butt?
It was a long weekend.
Shut up.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Billy, Chelsea, and Crystal B. She does the trending stuff on Amp Radio on the 10s. And look at that. It's 10 after. What do you got?
All right. So doctors are now warning everyone, stop putting potatoes up your butt.
Wait, potato. When was that a thing? I missed
people
that trend.
People are actually doing this, and it's not because it's a trend or just for fun. So if you go online and you're like, oh my gosh, I have hemorrhoids, what are some home remedies?
Mm-hmm.
On a lot of these internet websites, it says to freeze a potato, slice a piece off, put it up there, and it'll allegedly cure your hemorrhoids. Doctors are now saying this is not true. Whoever started this internet rumor
I did.
Wants wow. you idiots to put a potato up your butt. And people are actually doing it. And
oh, hell nah.
They're commenting, they didn't go away. It didn't work. Yeah, so it's not going to work because it's not true. So, man, I wish I knew somebody that did this. Mm. I doubt anyone would come forward and say, like, I actually tried this,
yeah.
but... Shame on you if you believe this stuff on the internet.
Wow.
So good. All right, let's talk Super Tuesday. We were just talking about voting. Make sure you do get out there and vote. And to make it easier, the amazing city of Los Angeles is offering free fares today on Election Day. LA Metro on the trains, on their buses, which is really cool. And also Long Beach Transit and Pasadena Transit are also offering free rides today.
Nice.
Very awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. So yesterday we were talking about the investigation going on where deputies had been sharing the Kobe Bryant crash site photos.
Mm-hmm.
Now it looks like there are 8 LA County Sheriff deputies that are being held accountable. And here is fellow LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, who is speaking out.
These families of the victims have suffered enough already to have, you know, any action of our deputies compile their suffering. That breaks my heart. It's a sense of betrayal because these are my own employees.
Huh.
So what's weird is the department has a policy against taking and sharing photos of crime scenes, but not of accident scenes. So since this wasn't a crime scene, it actually isn't something that they can really be in trouble for.
Mm-hmm.
But the sheriff that you just heard right there says he plans on changing that you cannot take photos of accident scenes or crime scenes.
Hmm. Would you look?
I don't want to look, but...
No, would you look? If I said, hey, I had the pictures, would you look? I don't know if I could stop myself.
I think I would.
You would too, right?
I think I would.
I'd be scared.
It would gross me out, and I feel like I would be disturbed by it, but I think I would just look.
Hey, Tam, would you look?
Yeah, I actually would. This sounds so bad, but I would.
I'm
yeah,
like,
that's the thing.
And I feel like I'd have nightmares.
It's hard to. People obviously always say, "Well, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that."
Mm-hmm.
But if it was put in front of you, you'd go
in the moment.
Yeah, in the moment,
it's
I might.
Like, it's like nudes. Like when
oh, I'm looking.
There's
a, like there wasn't
mean,
even
like,
a
feel
debate
bad,
on that.
But you're
one.
Like, I kind of am curious.
This is not nudes though. You don't know what you're gonna see.
Totally,
like there's bodies that are there. You know, like you have no clue what you're looking
That's
at.
That's true. I'm really sensitive
it's
about that
it's
stuff.
It's like it's gory. I would imagine.
Yeah.
So, but I was looking at this story and the comments were like, who has the photos? I know those photos are up somewhere. And like, people do want to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Sad. I'm Crystal B. And if it's trending, you know, I got you.
Hey, this movie's coming out, A Quiet Place 2. I love Emily Blunt.
Great.
She's so beautiful.
Great.
If you'd like to go to the screening, where's the screening? It's at the Arclight. Okay, if you want to go, 877-971-HITS. We'll slide you in. Plus the Amp Radio Mini Mix with Majestic. That is next.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Yes!
That song is awesome.
Wow. So good.
That is so good. That's a big old stinky hit.
Stinky hit?
Stinky hit, man.
I was saying all the bad words.
I think it smells great.
Russ, best on our majestic, best on the whatever this is he's doing.
Turntable king.
There's no turntables in here.
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Right here. I see them.
Booker, Crystal B, Chelsea, Crystal B. Yes. We're about to be assaulted with a...
I mean, let's just get it over with.
Assaulted is a great word to use right now to kick things off, actually.
This is just going to be ridiculous.
All right, am I allowed to talk? It's my report.
Just let's let her go.
All right, to kick things off, I just want to cue this song for a second.
There's a hero.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hero, huh?
Harry Styles, finally opening up about his heroic ways. You know, even though I'm sure it was really hard for him, but he's finally giving us details about that how he was robbed at knife point on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
He says he was walking home from a friend's house at night. It was a 5-minute walk. He usually does the walk. It's nice for him. He clears his head.
Mm-hmm.
He said 7 to 8 guys mm-hmm. started following him. Asked for his money.
Sure.
He gave it to them. They tried to get his phone. They said, unlock your phone, Harry Styles. He said, no, I can't do that.
Doesn't it sound like
so he runs into the traffic.
Sounds like it's a script for a new movie.
And then they run away.
Okay. Sounds like a dance squad assaulted him or something.
Excuse me.
Javelockies.
All dressed up.
That's what I got, like a breakdancing crew. They were going to wave and tag him. That's what I got in my mind.
It's a true story.
Yeah,
let's
cue
that music one more time.
And then a hero comes along.
True hero, you know? Hero of our generation. Wait, let's cue this song also.
Okay.
One more song.
There goes my hero.
Wow.
So there it is, you guys.
The songs are better than the story.
Harry Styles.
Let's just listen to the songs.
A true hero.
Can we just play Foo Fighters and be done with this?
There it is. So we finally opened up.
About this lie.
Yeah. Why would he lie about it? Crystal B, listen to what you're saying.
He's finally opening up because it took him that long to figure out what he was going to say about this. He's been acting it out, practicing in the mirror. What am I
going to
say about this alleged robbery?
You guys.
I love that they have a conversation like, can I see your phone? Can you unlock the phone for me, please?
What robber does that?
None.
They would just take the phone. If it was a robber, they would know how to jailbreak the phone and get through it.
You guys are mad. You guys
I should have wrote this story for
and
him.
And sad. One more time.
No, Mariah Carey. So good.
No, we wanted Mariah Carey.
There's a hero.
So good.
This story stinks, and it still stinks.
I love Harry.
I don't believe.
He's a hero.
I don't believe a second.
Moving on. This is my report.
Mm-hmm.
We're leaving it at that. Hero Harry. All right, Post Malone being really real about why he decided to get all those face tattoos. He's admitting it's because he feels really insecure about his looks. He even says he thinks he's an ugly mother effer.
Hmm.
He says he got the tattoo so he can look at himself in the mirror and say, you know what? You look cool, kid.
Okay.
Which I think is interesting. I don't think, not that I would sit here and be like, you're ugly, but I don't think he's like a horribly looking person.
At all.
No,
and he's
cool
confident. He's a musician. It's just surprising to me, you know? Did you have to go to those extremes?
I just hope that his fans that are young are like, I'm ugly too. Let me go get face tattoos. That's not the answer.
You'll regret it.
Yeah,
don't
you
do
will
it.
Regret it.
I love this story. So a group of 7th grade volleyball players got to celebrate a recent tournament win with Lizzo. So this actually happened in my home state of Michigan, where Lizzo is originally from. These volleyball players were celebrating at a restaurant. Lizzo was there hanging out with her family, with her bodyguard. And I guess when they were leaving, Lizzo congratulated them. Was like, hey, congratulations. I hear you won your tournament.
Cool.
And then she goes, do you guys want to do a TikTok with me? And so they did a TikTok together in the parking lot of this restaurant.
Oh, that's
cute.
Cool. That's nice of her.
Good stuff. I am Chelsea, Harry, hero that lives on in my heart forever and ever. And that is your entertainment news.
Entertainment snooze.
Lame.
I'm sorry, but that was a funny joke. The
Don't
weekend tickets
it.
For 8. I'm encouraging her. It's Amp Radio.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you for listening to our show that's not really a show. It doesn't even have a name show. It's just Booker with Chelsea and Crystal B on Amp Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of us is going to be lying. You just have to figure it out. The first person that does it. Well, we'll give you tickets to see The Weeknd.
Nice.
The After Hours Tour. 877-971-HITS. That's a phone number. Chelsea's lying. Let's just start with
what?
That.
What? excuse me. I only know how to tell the truth.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go to Pasadena. I'm not lying about that. Is it Lara or Laura?
Lara.
How you doing?
I'm so excited right now.
How are you?
Oh, hi.
That's cool. Thank you for listening. Why are you listening?
Every day.
Yeah?
I've been listening since Carson Daly days.
Oh, good.
Oh, nice.
All right. You remember my bachelor updates? Weren't those just gold?
Okay, I do.
You guys missed those. Those were dirty.
That's the first lie.
There's a lie.
There's a lie.
No, I was there. It's real.
All right. Hey, thanks for sticking with app. That's cool. Okay, here's the deal. One of us is gonna you know, be lying. Chelsea.
What?
just say Chelsea.
You guys.
Probably Chelsea. Okay, here's what I'm going to say. I'm just going to say this. I accidentally shot my neighbor.
Whoa.
Okay. I mean, if that's not a lie, okay. I feel we would have heard about that.
Yeah. Crystal B.
I got stabbed in the nose.
Wow. Okay.
I don't see any scars.
Let's go to Chelsea. She's probably lying. She's not even, I don't even know what she's going to say, and I bet she's lying.
No idea.
So right. I once got road rage and threw a can of Coke at the car next to me. Because they cut me off.
I hope that's true. That's a good one. Aww. Okay. All right. You've heard three statements from us. Which one of us is lying?
Oh, my goodness. This is way harder than I thought.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough one.
You got this.
Okay. I'm just going to go with Booker.
Wow.
Booker. Okay.
What
are you saying?
No.
How do you know? I could be lying. Okay. Hold on one second. All right. Let me put you on hold. Let's go to Avi listening in Los Angeles. Avi, is it Avi?
It is. What's up, Amp Radio?
What's going on? You heard three stories. Oh. Who's lying?
I did. Again this morning, I have my kids with me. We're going to vote. We're all going to vote.
Okay.
I think we're going to vote. I got three of them in the car. I think.
You only get one vote.
I'm sorry. Crystal B, I have to say that there's no stab nose.
Oh, okay.
You're lying.
Okay, Crystal.
You must be an Instagram follower. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Did you just hear that? Oh.
Otherwise, how would he see me?
Chelsea, can you stab her in the face right now?
I mean, I'm not violent just that one time.
Okay.
You got it out, though. Yeah. Your rage was out.
Let's go to Northridge. You heard three stories.
Everyone
Who's the liar?
You guys are liars.
Booker.
Ooh. Yeah, definitely, right?
You don't believe that I accidentally shot somebody? Come on now.
No.
Same.
Put you on hold for a second.
Looks like I'm the most trustworthy person in this room. Look at. Guess who believes my Harry Styles story?
I just want to find someone that at least agrees with you so we can give the answer. Let's go to Burbank. Who's the big liar?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Crystal as well.
Funny.
I know I have a great looking nose, you guys. You just can't believe this story.
Here we go.
We're going to change the name of this to Who's the Biggest Butthole.
Although I'm kind of offended because people now think that road rage or things that could be true.
Let's go to Santa Ana. We're talking to, is this Max?
Yes.
Thanks for listening to this mess, Max. Who's the big liar?
Chelsea, you're too nice. I can't picture that.
Exactly. And you know what?
Yeah.
You are right. You're going to go see The Weeknd.
You're right.
Oh, my God. So happy. Thank you, guys.
I'm cool as a cucumber. She's a liar, just like Harry Styles.
No.
All right. Tickets to The Weeknd. Thank you for listening to Amp Radio. We appreciate it. Yeah. You wouldn't throw anything out of your car. She is way too nice to do that.
That was actually a story I gave her of me actually doing it.
You're
so
horrible.
There you go.
Yeah. And you know, no one's shocked about that, by the way.
My sister stabbed me in the nose. That's a true story.
Oh, your sister did.
I have a small little
scar. Oh, I guess I can see. Ooh, I can see the scar
now. I do
have
a scar.
Okay. I'll tell you who I shot next on Amp Radio.
Oh, yeah.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
8 a.m. in the City of Angels. It is Amp Radio. Booker, Crystal B, Chelsea, Camila, 23 today.
Aww.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? 23?
She's still so young.
I know.
Which is crazy.
I think we've seen them for so long, we just assume that they're, she's probably in her late 20s. She's been a star for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So, nice happy birthday to her. Hi to, this is a good name, Walking Hot Topic Mannequin on Instagram. She's a nanny.
Nice.
She nannies a 12-year-old girl. They listen every morning. She said we should call the show the average morning show.
Wow.
I think that's not, is that a compliment?
Yeah, I don't think that's a compliment.
Don't care, as long as they're listening.
True. Oh.
She's 12, you know?
I know.
I think she thought it was a good name.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, no, that's sweet.
Thank you. The actual person listening, she wanted to call it the Get Amplified Morning Show.
Oh.
See, that sucks more if you ask me. I like
Get Amplified
I
Morning
go average.
Show.
I like average. Yeah. I'll take average.
Yeah. I'll take whatever we can get.
Average is like isn't average like a C?
I'm just happy to be here. How about that?
Yeah, we're kind of a C morning show.
It's not failing.
Yeah, we're not failing.
I was always a C student.
Me too.
Yeah. I was like a B+.
Oh, shut up, you bragger. Okay, so wait a minute. So your sister stabbed you in the nose.
Yeah.
With what?
With a knife. It was
a
large butcher knife. We were little, but we were trying to make a puppet show, and she was carving a cardboard box, and I was standing right behind her, so when she was pulling out the knife, it went backwards into my nose. And then I had no clue, like, I didn't feel it, so I just remember her saying, "This is dumb. Let's go play doctor now, and I'm going to bandage your nose." So she bandaged my nose, and I just thought we were playing doctor until my mom found out, and she got so in trouble.
Wow.
Yeah. But I have been stabbed in the nose.
Stitches?
No stitches.
No stitches.
I don't even think they took me to the hospital. They're like, "You're fine. Walk it off."
We have some masking tape around here somewhere.
Some vitamin E on there.
It'll be fine.
Also, why were you playing with such big knives?
Why weren't they watching us? Nobody was watching us.
That little. Yeah.
The crap our parents did.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I honestly slid into a coma for 6 days because I got out of my mom's sight for a couple of minutes. I got pinned between a car and a garage. And I mean,
that's terrifying to think about being responsible of little lives.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Then another time I dove out of the high chair and I broke my collarbone.
Okay, as a child?
A nightmare.
What the heck?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, here's the story. So I shot someone. It was a neighbor, but it was with a bow and arrow. And I was in my friend's backyard and we were trying to see how high we could shoot the bow and arrow. So listen to this. It was I don't know, like 100 yards away. And I shot this thing up in the air almost to the point where it disappeared. And then it was coming back down. I was like, huh? And I see a car coming up the street. I'm like, nah, that's not going to hit the car. Eh, it looks like that. Yeah. Huh? Bam. Right through the ceiling of the car.
Oh,
and
the
arrow split between the two people. It was like a convertible top. And it came right down between the two.
Oh,
I could have killed someone.
Gosh.
I mean, I was a foot away from killing someone. Oh, did I get in trouble for that one?
You said that with just a smile on your face. I could have killed someone. It's awful, Booker.
Well, it's funny now.
We're the reason I'm glad none of us have kids.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What?
Yeah, if you ever hear as a listener that any of us is about to have kids, just call Child Services now.
No. Mm-hmm.
Just say, you know what? These people are unfit. They're unfit to be on the radio. How about that? Trending is coming up. You want to give us a tease?
Yeah, we're going to talk Super Tuesday and where you can get free stuff today.
Okay. Gotcha. We like free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, more tickets to the weekend all day long. We're giving them away here on Amp Radio, so stand by.
Yeah. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Boop. Beep, boop. We trend on the 10s, Booker. Chelsea and Crystal B delivering the news. What's up?
All right. I will get to free stuff for Super Tuesday next. But first, let's talk about millennials and why us millennials suck. And I hate that I fall in this category, but I do. But millions of millennials are saying, you know what? We can't do basic household things. And this is true.
Yeah.
I hate that it's so true. So millennials are admitting to calling for help to do simple things around the house, like hang a picture or change a light bulb. Booker, I know you would hate this because you're such like a handyman.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of last year, me and my boyfriend moved into a new house. And I was like, I want to put this picture up. And I would just tell him, like, I want this picture there. I want this picture there. And I'm like, why can't I do it? And I made myself do it.
Good.
They
Good.
Came out terrible. Like, they were crooked at first.
They're supposed to.
I figured it out.
Yeah. Right.
But I was stuck in that mindset. Like, he knows how to do it. Like, he'll measure everything. He'll do it right. And I finally was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it myself. Mm-hmm. And there I did. I did it. But
good for you.
Yeah, millennials are also saying that they don't do simple things like painting, fixing a loose screw, fixing a heater. How the hell do you fix a heater?
I don't know about that.
Right?
One. I would definitely call for that
Isn't
one.
That really
okay.
hard?
That's okay to call for that one.
That's
you know,
hard.
YouTube is so great. You can figure out how to do just about anything on YouTube now. There is almost no excuse for at least trying.
Mm-hmm.
Like the next time your toilet goes on the fritz or something, just like, Just try. Yeah. It's not really that hard. Yeah. It isn't.
I'm really going to try to be like not in that mindset. But the picture thing, when I was reading this, I'm like, damn it. That was so me.
See, I'm single, so I have to do everything by myself. Yeah. Like I've taught myself how to like put together furniture, like move furniture from room to room. Right. You just have to.
You figure it out.
You have to.
Well, and don't. Here's one thing, though. Not electricity. Don't screw around with electricity. Uh-huh. Yeah. Get somebody that knows how to do that.
Yeah. Other things, figure those out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. YouTube a video.
Toilet, fine.
Even TikTok. TikTok has the how-to videos, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's talk free stuff for Super Tuesday. Free LA Metro fares all day for Election Day on trains and buses, which is awesome. Long Beach Transit and Pasadena Transit are also offering free rides today for Election Day. We all voted already?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sure did. Yep. Vote by mail, all that good stuff. All right, the top four zodiac signs that take the longest to reply to your texts. And yes, I knew Chelsea was going to be number one. Taurus.
Hey, Booker and I are in it together because we have the same sign.
That's right.
Booker's pretty fast with his texts, though.
I mean, not always.
No, I am. I have that phone next to me always. If I don't hit you back, I'm usually like podcasting or something where I can't actually do it.
But I just want to be in it together, so. I just want you to take the fit.
She didn't want to be alone.
With me.
Chelsea's terrible at it.
Yeah.
I'll hit her.
I'm busy.
No, you're not.
Yes,
get
I am.
Get out of here. What are you busy doing?
You're not busy to be on all these dating apps.
Hey.
That's true.
Well,
that's why
you
she's
know.
Busy.
Yeah, you're busy on the dating app.
It takes a lot of time. It's a full-time job.
Taurus was the number one zodiac sign that takes the longest to reply. They'll look at your text and then just forget to reply. Gemini, which is me, came in second. They either reply immediately, which I usually do, or in 5 to 7 business days. I will say it will take me 5 to 7 business days when I read your text drunk or hungover. I'll just read it and put my phone down, like, I'll
That's
get to
true.
It later.
And to speak for Tauruses, like, I feel like sometimes when I don't respond, it's like I want to give, like, a thoughtful response. So I'll just take a minute, and then maybe I'll forget. Or, like, but it's usually coming from a good place.
Okay.
Chill, man.
My
Chill.
Heart Calmate. Is in a good place.
That means calm down. Mm-hmm. Aquarius and Pisces also made the list. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
She just gave Chelsea the same voice that she gives her boyfriend.
Oh, when she goes, babe.
I
know. Don't babe me, Crystal.
Yeah. Calmate.
Come on.
You just babed Chelsea.
It's more aggressive. It's calmate. Mm-mm. Okay? Babe is like, babe. Like
no.
Different.
It's definitely not that sweet. Her babe to her boyfriend's like, babe.
And you said just, babe.
Yeah, babe. Chelsea, you just got the same one.
Oh, rude.
Yep,
calmate.
Definitely.
Come on.
Yeah. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Chelsea, where's that new Rihanna you kept promising?
Hey, it's coming.
Sure.
It is a commit.
Just like Harry Styles got jumped.
Yeah, I speak only the truth, you guys. Mm-hmm. You should know this by now.
Right. Chelsea
Why do you question me? It's a waste
teller.
Of energy.
Mm-hmm.
The liar.
Okay.
No.
Madge and I are doing the hottest trend that has caught on in China.
Two.
Clearly
one,
you're not two. Mastering it.
So
I can't tell what's
you
happening.
Almost fell over.
So instead of shaking hands, you have to tap toes because people don't want to touch because of the talk.
Germs,
people don't
yeah.
want to, you know, touch one another because of the mm-hmm. coronavirus. So it's almost like an old school sort of
jive.
I don't know
Kid
what that
play,
would be.
Kid and play, toe tap.
Kid and play,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's exactly what that is. I actually thought the reference would be too old, and I didn't say it.
Kid and play, it's fine.
Kid and play.
It's a dance.
It's a classic movie.
It is a dance. Let's do like 20-second Bachelor. Give me some Bachelor music. 20-second, because I know everybody doesn't watch. Everyone should watch, because it's phenomenal TV. They
debatable.
Had the Bachelor tell-all last night. That does suck.
Ugh.
What that is 15 people talking at once.
Over each other.
And it's annoying.
Yeah.
Bickering.
But the show, we're down to the, it's like Super Bowl time. We find out who's going to win the Super Bowl next week. We're down to two. Chelsea, I'll let you give your sort of synopsis of what's happening on the show, okay? 20
right.
seconds, go.
Cool, plot twist. I think that, you know what, at the end when Chris comes up to him and says, I have something to tell you, he's going to tell him the producer has feelings for you, and then he's going to say, I can't pick anyone. And at the final rose, he's going to say, I'm in love with the producer, Julia LaPlanca.
Enough, your time's up.
He's not going to end with either one.
20 seconds for you. What did you find out from The Bachelor last night?
I see Victoria F. coming back somehow, some way. I think it's the final two and he just got rid of her, but she's psycho and I think he's attracted to that. He likes the crazy. And I think Chris Harrison is going to tell her.
But we found out.
Victoria Fuller's here.
Okay, so here's what I think happens. So it's down to, it's going to be the virgin. It's going to be her.
Madison.
Okay. She's left. but she's definitely coming back because she's going to say no at the altar, but she's going to change her mind. And ultimately, he's going to end up with nobody.
That's too easy.
Guess. No, I think that's what's going to happen.
I think no matter what, at the final rose is when he's going to make the decision. I don't think he's made a decision yet. That's what I think.
I think Victoria F. is coming back.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way because she did the interview last night.
There's a way. That's why we wouldn't expect it.
There's
it's
no
something
way.
That we don't expect.
I'm sorry. Your 20 seconds up. Are up. Everybody hush up now. Amp Radio.
97.1. Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Billy, Booker, Crystal B, Chelsea on Amp Radio. By the way, Niall Horan, downstairs in our new fancy pants, Sound Space, Honda Sound Space Studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That
not
one.
Very good at yep. this. If you want to go, just go to ampradio.com. Okay, that's how you have to get signed up. It's a tiny room to see a big ass musician. Okay. Cool. Also, I gave a shout out a moment ago to Walking Hot Topic Mannequin, who was listening.
Aww.
And she sent me this like 4 days ago, and she wrote this whole paragraph. But thank you for listening. And if you listen to this dumpy show too, please tell a friend because it's not like they're promoting it anywhere else.
You're all we got.
Facts.
You are literally.
That's true.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, listeners, you are all we got.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're not going to see. You're not going to be driving through like Reseda and see a billboard for this show.
No.
Oh no,
that'd be cool though.
Oh, it'd be
one
so
day.
Cool.
That'd be very nice.
Let's manifest
Chelsea,
it.
Chelsea,
let's
stop,
manifest it.
Stop.
You guys.
I don't even know
positive.
What that means.
Well,
someone saw Oprah this weekend. Is getting really.
I'm setting all my intentions, you guys.
That's the Oprah word.
Yeah,
it is.
It's. Oh, I hate Oprah words. Don't be putting that kind of promise in our hearts.
Let's manifest it.
Okay.
Thanks,
I will say that.
Crystal B.
Point being, if you listen, tell somebody else you listen because nobody here is telling anybody. So.
Gosh, we are so loved here.
Like Lizzo said, truth hurts.
Damn it.
Chelsea does entertainment very well, too.
All
tell
right.
people that.
Well, let's talk about Justin Timberlake, Jessica Biel, and that big old D.
Okay.
Divorce is what I'm talking about, you guys. So the reports are saying there's trouble in paradise for them because this weekend Jessica Biel was spotted without her wedding ring out and about shopping in Beverly Hills. Obviously, this comes 3 months after, you know, all the drama with Justin rubbing up on his co-star, Alicia Wainwright. So everyone just wants to know what's going on. Are they breaking up? What's happening? This could be everything or any or nothing at all. I will say, though, I just saw it's Jessica's birthday today, and she just posted on social media that Justin presented her with a cake and had this party for her. So I think everything's fine, unless they're like overdoing it on social.
Mm. What's up, world? And whoa. Pew, pew. Let's go. Let's go.
So there it is.
Madge, what is wrong with you? Why did you make that?
I love that.
It's Justin.
It's just
I think I'm waiting to see what Justin's going to post for her birthday. Is he going to go over the top with it? Is he going to, you know, he's going to post something on social media.
If he doesn't, it's over.
He's probably adding on to her wedding ring for her birthday.
And that's why it's off.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She had to
that
take it in.
That could be true. That could be true. So I'll keep you updated on that one. Don't worry, guys. I got you. Okay.
Thanks.
Northwest, 6-year-old daughter to Kim and Kanye made her rapping debut at Kanye's Paris fashion show. It's adorable. She straight up stole the show.
I'm cool. See you in high school. Yeah. Walk to the street. Yeah. Cool.
Cute. Yeah. My favorite part was she gave her cousin Penelope was sitting front row and she gave her a shout out.
Yay! I love you, Penelope.
God, I hope I never have kids.
I love it. It makes me so happy. I'm really into kids lately, so it makes my ovaries happy. But I will say there's a little bit of kitty controversy because some are saying that she was copying 4-year-old internet sensation Zaza. So here's Zaza.
Yeah, Zaza's got skills.
She's so
I like
cute.
This.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Kanye, your kid sucks. Sorry.
Her video. This girl has so much swag.
You know like,
she does.
She's cooler than I will ever be.
She's so tiny.
I know.
So cute.
But I love this. Zaza's parents like tweeted out saying, show love and support to the original first. Like they're on board saying that, you know, Northwest is copying.
Mm-hmm.
But then Kim came back and said it was like a last minute thing.
Right.
Of North getting up on stage. So it wasn't planned, I guess.
It wasn't planned. And Kim even said she ended her response with, I can't wait for us to get the girls together. So... a video of Northwest and Zaza coming soon.
She's being a momager right now is what she's doing.
I
following
bet.
In Chris's footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
All right, lastly, let's talk about Friends. So while we patiently wait for the Friends reunion, which comes out in May, get this, you guys. A Friends Monopoly board game is totally here, exclusively sold on Amazon. I think I would kick both your butts at a game of Monopoly. I think Crystal would fight me probably because she thinks you get a little competitive. I do, for sure.
But I would win, so it would be fine.
Lies. All the lies. But I love this. If you're a Friends fan, you'll appreciate this. The 6 tokens that represent the characters that you can play with. You can either be Ross, who's a dinosaur, Phoebe, a guitar, Monica, a chef's hat, Joey, a slice of pizza, Rachel, a handbag, and Chandler, a sweater vest.
Phoebe all day.
Oof. I'd go the sweater vest, I think, because that's funny.
I just learned that Majestic didn't like Friends.
I can't talk about that. That, like, literally...
That's rude.
...makes me upset.
It's kind of weird. Not a good show.
I feel like I can't trust you.
It's even a good show now when you watch it.
When I have a bad day, I put on Friends, and it cheers me up instantly. So you should probably give it a better shot.
Okay, look,
if I'm having a good day, Friends will ruin my day.
No! Wow.
Okay, I get not loving Friends, but you hate Friends.
There's something about it. I can't
watch
it. I don't know.
You hate everyone on Friends?
I think Joey is okay sometimes from the clips that I've
Joey's
seen.
Joey's the douchiest person on it.
Yeah, I can't stand Chandler.
The clips
Phoebe,
you've
I cannot
seen.
Stand.
I've never even watched an episode.
Jennifer Aniston's pretty cool.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
He just
of course.
Thinks she's hot.
Yeah.
First of all, he just ran down every character on the show. Sounds like
Monica.
Someone that really likes the show to
right.
me.
Yeah. Everybody knows.
Oh,
the
you're
characters.
In denial. You're in denial. I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
Wow. Okay.
Hater.
8:45. Listen, if you want to see Niall Horan, details here.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Wow. James Lipton, the host of that show where they interviewed actors, died. And he always had that cool question, like, your favorite curse word. I love that. Just having one thing that people remember you for, that's a cool one, too.
Yeah.
Like, your favorite curse word. Chelsea, what's yours?
Good old F-bomb.
F-bomb?
Oof, just feels so good.
Just straight out F.
Yeah. Mm. Uh-huh.
Crystal?
Translation of that, but in Spanish. It's just so much better. You just say it angry.
I don't know if I've ever heard you say it, though. Actually, have I ever heard... Do either one of you curse?
I do a lot.
Do you?
I do more than I like to admit.
Yeah, I think...
Let's think about that for a second.
You've heard me.
I've heard Chelsea curse.
You have?
I've definitely heard Crystal curse. All of you.
At you.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah, at you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think we're all potty mouths, actually.
Yeah, I'm bad.
I try not to curse, and now that my sister's having a baby, I'm like, I can't curse anymore.
Yeah.
I need to teach myself to not curse.
Hmm.
I cringe every time I curse, kind of, but I still, like,
do
you know,
it.
I feel like you have to.
Yeah.
It's like you got to let that aggression out some way.
Like your road rage.
It's odd that I'm on the radio, and because you guys know, I'm a sailor.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I curse a lot. I'm a MFR.
That's your favorite?
That's
MFR.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever said that one. That feels that feels extra aggressive.
I'm extra aggressive. I don't know how I don't do it on the radio.
I say effing S a lot together.
Like, S is a good one, too.
Yeah, S is a good one.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like...
It's like effing S.
Yeah.
You're an S.
Yeah. And my voice goes up when I do mine. I'm like,
hit a brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a cool bit. James Lipton. That was his name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's great.
He's dead.
Nice.
Oh. Well, but he lived a long life. He was 93, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good life.
That's a good run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That mustache was a bit much, though. Remember that thing? It was like a little line across his face.
Let him live his non-life anymore. Like, don't make fun of him. He's not here to defend himself.
Live your best dead life.
Yeah.
Incorrigible. Okay, so it is Super Tuesday. Get out and vote. Woo-hoo! I don't care who you're voting for, whom you're voting for. I don't care.
Just do it.
Just vote.
Yes.
And don't tell me about it. Don't tell me about your March Madness bracket, and don't tell me who you're voting for. I don't care.
Just vote.
Just vote. Figure out what's going wrong in your neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Try to fix that.
LEvote.net, you could put in your address and it'll tell you the closest polling place. So you could go there.
For free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, LEvote.net.
Metro today is free.
Yeah.
So if you want to go out
and
vote, free. Or if you just want to go downtown and stick around, also free.
You could still,
just say you're voting downtown. It doesn't matter. They're not going to know. They're not going
to
have a clue.
But vote. But use it to vote. Yeah,
come on, Booker.
You know,
don't say that.
I voted months ago. My ballot forever. I have like OCD or something. I don't know what it is because if I have it in front of me, I need to do it. And the same thing with, I've got my taxes back already.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
That's right?
You're a psychopath.
That's right. Yeah. I'm probably a serial killer in my part time.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Who did their taxes already?
I got my money back. I told you. It's crazy.
That's insane.
All right. This would be Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Okay, there's the hero.
He's such a hero.
Lies.
Such Harry a dreamy
Styles
hero.
On Amp Radio.
Why is he a hero?
So, yeah, we bring in Yessie. Good point. Good question.
Why is Harry Styles a hero?
Well,
ooh, yeah, let's tell Yessie.
You know what? Let's have Chelsea explain that to Yessie.
So he was robbed at knife point. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Yes.
On Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day, he was walking home from a friend's house at night. 7 to 8 guys confronted him.
Wait,
they
what?
Stole money from him.
7 to 8.
And
that's crazy.
7 to 8. So here's the thing. He told
me. We're just asking Yessie if she believes any of this so far.
So they stole money from him. They tried to get his phone. Then he like ran and they ended up leaving him. But it's this whole thing and he just like. There was rumor about it, and now he's telling the story, but
barely.
They think he's lying. I'm like, why would he lie about that?
Why would
he doesn't need to
also,
lie about it.
The robbers asked him to unlock his phone because, you know, robbers are going to ask you to unlock your phone at the moment.
They might.
Let me back this up.
Okay, go ahead.
She didn't give you any detail.
What?
The details.
I gave a lot of detail.
Is where the devil lives, okay? No, she didn't give any detail. No.
The detail is that. He had 7 to 8 guys approach him.
Right. Walking down the street.
So, get money from
by
him.
By himself.
I'm with Chelsea on this so far. Because that's all I know.
This is what I deal with. They don't let me talk.
Harry. Oh, I've said two words. Harry Styles. Get this. Harry Styles.
Okay.
Walking down the street.
Yeah.
By Harry Styles.
Yes.
Probably the biggest star in the world.
Yes.
One of the biggest stars. Walking down the street all by himself.
At night. Mm-hmm. It was a 5-minute walk from his friend's house.
Okay.
Okay.
I could believe that. I could believe that. I've read stories where Harry Styles like rolls up to a coffee shop by himself and like watch some guy's dog outside so he can go in.
He
and get
was
a
also
coffee.
Asked about this last week, and all he said was, "I'm okay."
Because the way Carson approached the question, he was like, he kind of was like, "You don't have to talk about it, but how are you?" Of course, he's just
it probably scared the crap out of him.
Yeah.
It probably scared the crap out of him. So,
I don't
but
think
why
I'm
is he a hero
anything.
Though?
Not
I'm
buying
still,
it. And also, what are you a hero of?
Yeah, what I'm
he's saving
what
himself
is he
for his fans.
I'm no, just, Chelsea.
No.
Okay, listen. All I'm saying is
you
that
a hero.
I believe the story. Yeah. I believe the story. I call him a hero just because I think it's Hero Harry, and I just love him a lot.
Now, her
but
angle's
I just
changing.
My whole thing is I don't think he's lying about it, and it's crazy to me that they think he doesn't need to lie for press.
I don't think he's lying. I think
thank you, Yessie.
If these are all the facts that I have, I'm going to go with he's not lying about
seven
it.
Seven to eight people.
But I don't believe he's a hero.
Walking down the street at night. They demand his phone. Then they want his passcode. For what?
Right.
Okay. What do people mean? People have jacked other people's shoes.
Yeah.
Back in the day the Nike Cortez were like the thing.
Yes, but yes. If you're stealing a phone, you're not going to stay there like having a conversation like, give me your phone. Unlock your phone.
If you're 7 to 8 person, I sure would. I said, here, go ahead, take my passcode.
Also,
you better leave my face alone. Just go ahead, take whatever
you want. A robber is not going to need a passcode. A robber is going to know how to get into the damn phone and wipe it.
Some robbers are dumb.
I don't know, though.
Okay, 7 to 8 of them sounds like a dance troupe to me, okay? It sounds like a breakdancing crew mugged him or something.
You know what, Kyle? I hope nothing like that ever happens to y'all, because you guys would be like, it was 20 people. 20 people came running up to us, and it was like 2.
All right, so yes, he sort of believes it, I guess.
It.
I believe it.
He's still not a hero.
I don't think he's a hero.
He's a hero because I'm a fangirl, and I just call him a hero because it sounds good. Hero Harry.
Yeah, see, what's your stance on the Tooth Fairy? Do you believe in that, too?
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Let's do
thanks,
trending.
Yessie.
Crystal B,
love you.
All right, the latest dating trend, it's called white clawing, but we're probably all guilty of this already. So this is when you date someone exclusively just because you think they're hot.
Okay.
But you actually think they're boring AF. And they're saying it's called white clawing because just like that, a white claw looks cool to drink, but when you actually drink it, you're like,
Majestic. What do you have to say about that? Majestic's like the biggest white claw fan ever.
You should have seen his face right now.
He was so excited about this story. Like, ooh, white clawing.
So bad.
I know.
Whack
ass story.
I didn't make up this term, okay?
It's a black-ass story.
It's the latest dating trend, and I think we're all guilty of it. But I mean, it's true. When you drink a White Claw, it's like, I'll drink it for the low calories, not because it tastes good. Mm. All right, let's talk Mike Trout from the LA Angels. He had a big announcement yesterday. Baby Trout due August 2020.
How about that?
And it's a boy.
How about that?
So what are the odds that this is going to be just like the perfect little athlete baby?
For sure.
I have actually interviewed Trout a few times, and it's crazy because him and his wife, they're so chill. I mean, how much money is he making in MLB?
The most in baseball. I think $350 million or something like
that.
$400 million.
He's always in sweats, wears the same thing all the time, no designer brand, nothing. He's like, when it's the off season, I just like being home with my wife. I go fishing. I live a really normal life, and I hang out with my high school friends. Hmm. So the fact that this is happening, I'm very, very excited for him. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.